A little-known fact about Columbia River dams is that a valuable chunk of the power generated on the U.S. side goes to Canada under an international treaty. Northwest Utilities say your power rates would be lower if that electricity could be sold to California instead of being delivered to Canada for free. This week in Spokane, the biggest players in the transnational river basin are debating whether to extend that 50-year-old treaty. Jessica Robinson reports.
British Columbia is home to a series of dams that can send a little or a lot of water down the Columbia River. Bill Bennett is British Columbia's Minister of Energy and Mines. And Bennett says the hundreds of millions of dollars in power entitlement the U.S. sends back should remain the same, if not go up.
It's our view in B.C. that the benefits of the treaty realized by the U.S. are actually worth more than the benefits that we receive in B.C. from the Canadian entitlement.
But Northwest Utilities say the decades-old formula that determines how much power Canada gets needs to be rejiggered significantly. Robert Cromwell is with Seattle City Light.
It's our position that the amount of energy that we're delivering should be about 15% of what it is today.
As of this fall, the Columbia River Treaty can be reopened and changed. However, the U.S. State Department indicates it's in no rush to begin negotiations. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.